This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. We've been telling you about some of the provisions that made it into the nearly $2 trillion federal spending package Congress approved last week. Today, we take a look at one item that was left out: billions of dollars in additional COVID funding requested by the White House. Funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
For months, the White House has been asking Congress for more funding for COVID testing, treatment, and vaccines, as existing funds were running out. Now,
the money is gone.
Kavita Patel, a primary care doctor in Washington, D.C., says the administration has tapped into other unused COVID funds to keep paying for free testing and vaccines for a little longer. But for the more than 27 million people who are uninsured,
it's going to be incredibly hard to deal with COVID, to get tested for it, to get treated.
If you have insurance, all COVID-related care will soon be like any other health care.
We've been living through an extraordinary time. We all know that.
Jen Cates is at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
For once in the United States, there was universal coverage for vaccines, treatments, and tests for COVID. And that's normally not how the U.S. healthcare system works. And now we're going back to how the U.S. healthcare system generally works.
Which means, she says, there are going to be people who can afford to get care and people who can't. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.